together and give God the praise. Come on, I will bless the Lord at all times. And his praise, I said his praise, shall continually be in my mouth. How many folk know that he's worthy to be praised? Come on, don't fool me tonight. If you really believe that he's worthy to be praised, give God your best praise. Come on and put those blessed hands together. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. To God be the glory for the wonderful things that he has done and the things that he has yet to do in the lives of believers. Amen. We do honor the spirit of the living God. Amen. And to the angel of this house, my friend, this great man of God, Pastor Armstrong. Can we put our hands together for the pastor? We thank God for First Lady Armstrong tonight. Amen. 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 We thank God for him. And to all of these preachers of the gospel, amen, our worship leader, Dr. Holloway, amen, my good friend, Reverend Bright, my good friend, Reverend Basin, I thank you for that introduction, Reverend Basin, amen. And to all the preachers, amen, proclaimers and pronosticators that are here tonight, we see a lot of preachers, amen, in the congregation, amen, we thank and praise God for you. To the official boards of the church, amen, to all the ministries who've made themselves available to be used in the service of the Lord, we thank and praise God for you. And I can echo the words of Reverend Bright. What a wonderful hospitality, sweet spirit you have here at the Shiloh Baptist Church. You ought to give yourselves a hand. Amen. Amen. I was teaching Bible study yesterday, and I said, I don't take it for granted when people are nice, Sisterhood, because people, when they're nice, they don't have to be nice to you. Amen. But what a sweet spirit you have. And again, I believe it is a reflection of this great man of God. Amen. Reverend Darrell Armstrong. Amen. I want to thank the Ruth Fellowship Ministries Gospel Choir. Amen. Thank you so much. Our minister of music, Minister Gloria Parker, amen. And my nephew, Will Blake, who looks so excited to be here tonight. He's on drums. Amen, amen. Ruth Fellowship, would you please stand? I see you scattered throughout the congregation. Thank you so much, Ruth Fellowship. God bless you. Thank you so much. There's a word from the Lord is found in 2 Samuel chapter 6. 2 Samuel chapter 6. Reading from the New International Version of the Scripture. 2 Samuel chapter 6. I thank God for the ministers who've come from Ruth Fellowship Ministries. I see my assistant pastor, Reverend David Holmes. Amen. And to all the associate ministers, I see you. God bless you and thank you so much. 2 Samuel chapter 6. Getting at verse number 16. This is how my Bible reads. As the ark of the Lord was entering the city of David, Micah, daughter of Saul, watched from a window. And when she saw King David leaping and dancing before the Lord, she despised him in her heart. They brought the ark of the Lord and set it in its place inside the tent that David had pitched for it. And David sacrificed burnt offerings and fellowship offerings before the Lord. This is the word of God for the people of God. Glory be to God. Shall we bow and shall we pray? Our Lord and our God, we thank you for just allowing us to be in the house of prayer one more time. We thank you, Lord, for the sweet spirit that is in this place. And we know it is the spirit of the Lord. God, I pray for preaching power. That I will sit down, but you will stand up. I pray, God, amen, that you would put wings on these words, movement in the message and power in the proclamation. That I won't preach for form or fashion, but God, you will be glorified. Your people will be edified, and the enemy will be horrified. So, God, we thank you in advance for what this word will accomplish. And all the people of God said, amen. Amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Let me just meet Reverend Armstrong. When I became moderator or because of any particular church, about 15, 16 years ago, before I was a pastor and before he was a pastor, amen, I was a social worker for the Union County Youth Services Bureau. We needed a speaker for one of our family get-togethers during Christmas. And I heard about this remarkable young man by the name of Reverend Dale Armstrong, who had something to share with the young people that would be life-changing. This preacher came and he shared his upbringing coming from East L.A., the things that he had gone through, and to look at him today, he doesn't look like what he's been through. Amen. So I want to talk just for a little while from the subject, My Glory Got a Story. Yeah, My Glory Got a Story. I often say at Ruth Fellowship Ministries that praise is always appropriate response to God's goodness. And the fact of the business is we serve a God that is good, we say, all the time. And since he is good all the time, we ought to be a people of continuous praise. In other words, if he's good all the time, we ought to praise him all the time. I mean, praise should not just be confined to a building. Praise should begin when the Lord wakes us up in the morning. And we realize that our bed, was not, as my grandmother would say, our cooling board. And our sheets were not our grave clothes. So not only is praise appropriate response to God's goodness, but you also ought to be thankful. Help me, Holy Ghost. David understood this. This is why he wrote Psalm 106. He said, praise the Lord, oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. And the word praise comes from a root word, which means to be boastful. So it is when we praise God, we are boasting, in the good things that he has done. And when we really have a spirit of praise, we praise him for how he has blessed somebody else. Before I got a house, I would be called to go to people's homes and bless their homes. And I would bless their homes and praise God for their homes like it was my house, knowing that if he blessed my neighbor, he was in my neighborhood. Amen. And David knew about praising God for somebody else. That's why David said, this poor man called on the Lord, and the Lord delivered him not out of some of his troubles, but all of his troubles. So our response to God's goodness is not only praise, but is also thanksgiving. And if we take a few minutes each day to do nothing but thank God for just some of the good things that he has done, we may never get depressed again. Quiet saying, Lord, if you never do another thing for me, you have done enough. But the reality is people get hung up on what they don't have and really neglect to thank God for what they do have. Help me, Holy Ghost. They get hung up on who they could have had and neglect to thank God for who they do have. They get hung up on where they could have been and neglect to thank God for where they are. I'm just trying to tell you that God knows what is best for us. So it is, you ought to be thankful that you don't have what you thought you wanted. Help me, Holy Ghost. Because it really could have been a disaster. You ought to be thankful that you did not get who you thought you wanted. Because it could have led to devastation. You ought to be thankful that you did not go where you thought you wanted to go, because it could have led to destruction. So it is, we ought to just praise God and thank God that we did not go down a road that could have led to disaster, devastation, and destruction. help me, Holy Ghost. And so it is, we have so much to praise God for. And the reality is, if he again never does another thing for us, we can still praise him for what he has already done. Are you walking with me? Because my past, watch this, it really helps determine my praise. Yeah, in other words, when I think about where the Lord brought me from, when I think about, what the Lord, brought me through, when I think about how he kept my enemies away, when I think about how he made a way out of no way, when I think about how he opened doors that was closed in my face, when the pressure, the stress became unbearable, he didn't let me lose my mind. Therefore, excuse me if I praise God like I done lost my mind. Oh, I'm not trying to give God a dignified praise. I'm not trying to be sophisticated. But when I think of the goodness of it and all that he's done for me, I don't know about you, but my soul cries out, hallelujah, I thank the Lord for saving me. You got about 10 more sanctified minutes. Say, bring it, Pastor, bring it, bring it. Yeah. So that is what David is saying in our text. David is simply saying, excuse me if I praise God like I done lost my mind. But you don't know what I've been through. And my past determines my praise. It's right here in this text. I won't be long. 2 Samuel chapter 6. David, who is now king of Israel, has taken on the task of bringing the Ark of the Covenant, which is the same as the Ark of the Lord, into Jerusalem, which is also called the City of David. The Ark of the Covenant was a portable wooden chest that contained the two stone tablets, which is the Ten Commandments, which also represents the authority of God. So David has a desire for the Ark of the Covenant not to be housed in a temporary shelter, but he wants it to be housed in the temple of God. The Ark of the Covenant was Israel's national treasure. Nevertheless, it had been captured by Israel's enemies, the Philistines. So if I can go across the field here in chapter 6, David, along with his army, had recaptured the Ark of the Covenant after giving, the Philistines a good old beat down. Yeah. So it is David, according to the text, verse 15, with all the house of Israel, the Bible says that he brought up the Ark of the Lord with much shouting and blowing of trumpets. As they bring the Ark of the Covenant into the City of David, they are celebrating this great accomplishment. I mean, after all the things and trouble that Moses had to go through, after all the lives that were lost, they were taken by the Philistines, after all the lives that were taken in order just to recapture Israel's national treasure, they finally reclaimed them, and the people are beside themselves. And they are beside themselves with good reason. As the Ark of the Covenant comes into the City of David, they are celebrating good times. I mean, if Cool and the Gang were there, they would sing, celebrate good times. Come on, y'all ain't always been saved. I believe Cool and the Gang would say, there's a Holy Ghost party going on right here. There's a celebration that will last throughout the year. So bring your good times and your laughter too. We're going to celebrate this Holy Ghost party with you. Come on now, celebrate. They are excited. They are celebrating. But how many people know that everyone will not rejoice because of your success? Everybody is not going to pat you on the back because of your accomplishments. Just because the Lord blessed you, brought you out of the muck and the miry clay, just because he delivered you from what was bondage, just because he showed you favor and he opened doors, just because he blessed you with a new job, with a new house, with a new wife, with a new husband, don't think for 1 minute that everybody is happy because of your happiness. There will always be haters. And the haters' job is to hate. They're going to hate on you. They're going to hate on your family. They're going to hate on your clothes. They're going to hate on your position. They're going to hate where you live. They're going to hate on your education. That's all right. They're just doing what they do. Haters hate. But I learned, Pastor Armstrong, to let my haters be my motivators. Help me, Holy Ghost. Watch this. They just hate because, watch this, they are too lazy, too unmotivated to get up off of their blessed assurance and try to better themselves. Listen, don't get mad at folks, because while other folk are sitting home every morning, every afternoon, watching Judge Joe Brown, Judge Mathis, divorce court, Judge Judy, Jerry Springer, People's Court, don't get mad because other folks are out filling out applications, seeing how they can get financial aid for college. Watch this. Nevertheless, everybody is not going to rejoice because you rejoice. But Reverend Morris, as David brings the Ark of a Covenant into the city of David, the Bible says that his wife Micah looks down from her window. And can I just pause parenthetically right here and say, there's always a danger when you look down on somebody. You got to notice David, she looks down on David dancing and celebrating. And the Bible says that she was filled with contempt, that she was disgusted with her husband, David. If I can just pause here and park here right here. Everywhere the ark goes, it is a blessing to the people, wherever they are. So there's David before he delivers the ark into his rightful place. He has enough sense to know that wherever the ark goes, that people are blessed. David understands that. So David says, if that's the case, I'm going to go by my home. Y'all walking with me? Before I take it to its rightful place. David understands that charity starts at home and spreads abroad. So it is, David wants his household to be blessed. So David goes by his house. And his wife, who the Bible refers to as the daughter of Saul, and the reason the Bible refers to is that because you got to understand, she has the same jealous spirit that Saul had. So instead of her getting in on the celebration, she criticizes David for not looking or acting like a dignified king. Help me, Holy Ghost. Right here in verse 20, she says, you were acting indecent. She says, David, you looked foolish. David says to her, verse number 21, he says, I was dancing before the Lord because the Lord chose me above your father and his family. He appointed me as the leader of Israel. So I am willing to act like a fool in order to show my joy to the Lord. And he said, not only am I willing to look and act like a fool, but I act even more foolish. David was saying, in essence, you got to understand that my past, it determines my praise. I praise God the way I do because of what he has brought me through. You may see my
But you better understand my story. So it is, so it is. Watch this. So I know this shouting stuff, but my brothers and my sisters, you gotta keep on praising God the way you do. Keep on lifting him up. Keep on magnifying his name. Because the same folk that look down on others when they're getting their praise on, ought to praise God themselves. You ought to stop acting like the chosen frozen and bless the Lord. You haven't always had what you have. You haven't always dressed the way you dress. You haven't always eaten what you eat. You haven't always lived where you lived. I don't know about you, but I feel like David. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. And I believe David got excited right here. David said, my soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble, shall hear and they'll be glad. And I believe he got real excited here. And David said, oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. David was saying, if you think I'm praising God right now, stick around, because you ain't seen nothing yet. This is just a foretaste of glory divine. I'm an heir of salvation. I'm purchased of God. Born of his spirit, and I'm washed in his blood. David was saying, I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. Is there anybody here tonight that can sing because they're free? But watch this. After the Ark of the Covenant was brought into the city of David, the Bible says that the Lord gave David rest from all of his enemies. God promised David that his name would be made great. I just want you to know, Pastor Armstrong, that because you've been faithful, that God has made your name great. So keep on praising God. Keep on lifting him up. Keep on crying out, and don't spare the word of God. I'm just trying to tell you that this text is telling to teach us that don't allow other people to dictate your praise. If they say it, don't take all that. Shout even more. If they say you need to sit down, lift them up even more. They don't know your story. They may see your glory, but keep giving God praise, because he will. I said he will. He will keep you in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on him. Keep on praising him. And when they say, Pastor Armstrong, why do you praise God like you praise him? You just tell him, because I've seen the lightning strike. I heard the thunder roll. I felt sin breakers dashing, trying to conquer my soul. But I heard the voice of Jesus say, fight on. Is there anybody here that got enough nerve? Is there anybody here not too cute? Is there anybody here not too dignified? Is there anybody here not too sophisticated to lift him up? Will somebody help me? Help me lift him up. Yeah, he's worthy. I said he's worthy to be praised. Do me a favor. Give your neighbor a high five and say he's worthy to be praised. Yeah, ain't he all right? Ain't he all right? say yeah, 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 oh yeah. Yeah, I'm trying to quit, but when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all He's done for me, my shoulder cries out, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank the Lord for saving me. God bless you, Pastor Armstrong. Keep on shouting. Keep on lifting them up. Yeah. If they say, I see your glory, you ought to say, but you don't know my story.